Hey, it's Jeremy here, and welcome to another episode of the Kingdom Flow podcast. I want to be talking about a fearless generation because we are living in crazy times right now. You've got a pandemic, you've got COVID, you've got, you know, people fighting and protests and just evil, and there's so much things happening in the world. But amongst all this, we can be fearless. We live inside the kingdom. We have a God, a big, big God that is unstoppable, and we live and dwell in his name. You know, in Proverbs 18:10, it says, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe." We don't have to be afraid of anything, right? Because we know the end. We know where we're headed. We know who we are in Christ. When you know your identity, you don't have to fear the devil. You don't have to fear people. You don't have to fear the government, because you know the truth. And when you are conscious of that truth and that reality that you dwell in Christ, you dwell in the seat of power and authority and dominion, you don't have to fear these things because they are under your feet, right? In Luke 10:19, it says, "Behold, I've given unto you power to tread on serpents, scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." So we don't have to fear, you know, sickness, death, poverty. We don't have to fear little demons. We don't have to fear the, you know, all these things that are happening around us in our environment, because we know who we are. You need to come to the consciousness, the Christ consciousness, the God consciousness of who you are, where you're seated, because we are connected to God. We are one with him, one with the source of life, the source of power and light and love, right? So we don't have to fear what's happening around us. And the funny thing is, when you emanate fear, it tends to attract evil spirits, because fear has a low frequency, right? Fear has a low frequency, and it vibrates. The vibration is not as clean in the nano world or the spiritual realm, right? And it's also the opposite of faith. So if you're not operating out of faith, you're operating out of fear, right? And we want to always be walking in faith, because the Bible says the just live by faith. Right? And faith sees the best. Faith sees the future. Faith sees the truth and the reality ahead, right? Faith knows what is in the now, that what we possess, right? But fear, you know, pulls back, shrieks back, it doubts, it's double-minded. You know, fear prevents people from taking action. Fear puts you in a paralysis state. You know, fear can cause death. You know, so many negative things of the emotion and the thought patterns of fear. So we need to kill fear and start living in faith. I love how it says in Timothy, it goes in 2 Timothy 1:7, it says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind." I love that scripture. It's clear, you know, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. We have a sound mind. We are love. We carry power. It's amazing. We need to know this. We need to know this, right? God has not put fear in us. God has not created fear. That's created by people. It's created by the devil. And God has given us everything we need, the ability to be fearless, the ability to walk in amongst adversity and walk into any challenge and dominate and smash that thing. We don't have to fear for nothing. In the Amplified, I'll read this as well. It's really cool. It goes, "For God did not give us a spirit of timidity or cowardice." So that's where you get the word like coward from, or fear, "but he has given us a spirit of power, of love, and of sound judgment and personal discipline." And in brackets, it says abilities that result in a calm, well-balanced mind and self-control. And I love this scripture. I always talk it over myself. And when you speak this, "I have a sound mind. I have a sound mind. I make righteous judgments. I'm powerful. I am love. I am light." When you constantly confess these things, you know, as you speak, there's power in your tongue, power in your words. You're going to manifest these things, right? We are meant to be calm, a well-balanced mind, self-control. We're meant to have peace. We're not meant to be scared of things. You know, remember Jesus, he walked on water and the disciples were in the boat and the water was going crazy. There was a storm, which is translated tempest. There was actually, which means great storm. And there was the water, the waves were going crazy. Picture the clouds, like thunder, and those clouds and rain. Think of all that. And Jesus comes walking in the water. And, you know, Peter, you know, came out on the water as well. But when the time where Jesus was sleeping in the boat and he woke up, he just spoke to the wind and the waves and everything. He said, be still, be calm. You know, he just spoke one word and then everything just went flat. It went peaceful. It went calm. You know what I mean? We have that power. We have that power over the elements. We can speak to the elements. We don't have to fear. You know, the Lord is our strong tower. The Lord is our strength. We are one with him. So we carry that same authority, that same power. We just need to be conscious of that every day, 24/7. Just be conscious of where we are, where we're seated, you know, seated in Christ in heavenly places with all spiritual blessings, with all authority in his name. That's where we are. So we should operate out of that place every single day. We need to operate from that point and be fearless, you know, and trust. Faith is trusting in God, right? I don't have to be scared about anything. I don't fear anything. You know what I mean? People talk their fears, but why don't you talk faith? Why don't you talk blessings? Why don't you talk hope? Why don't you talk positivity? Why do you have to talk fear? You know what I mean? Don't vibrate that negative vibration. In Psalm 27:1, it says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life, or the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? So who shall I fear? Who shall I be afraid? I don't have to be, you know, and this is from David. David said, David Psalms, you know what I mean? And think about it. Like if back in the day, people used to go to war and stuff. And then David's saying these things, the Lord is my light, my salvation, my strength. I don't have to fear no one. I don't have to be afraid. And the same for you and me. We don't have to be afraid. We don't have to fear. We just need to behold and gaze upon the Lord, gaze upon who we are, speak life, who we are in Christ, because we carry power. We carry dominion. We carry power over the devil, power over the enemy, power over our circumstances, power over poverty, you know, power over death. We should be walking in that reality, because that is who we are. We can be fearless. We are the fearless generation. Don't worry about pandemics and viruses and all this stuff. It's just all rubbish, fake news, and plenty of other things. If you focus on the wrong thing, that's what you're going to attract. So we need to focus on the mind of Christ. And focus on manifesting the sound mind, power, love. Manifest that true spirit that's inside of us. And it brings me to a thought as well. I remember in the book of Kings, it talks Elijah, and there was King Ahab and Jezebel. And, you know, they were pretty much coming up to Elijah to, you know, have a battle type of thing. And there was like 50 prophets. And, you know, at one point, Elijah, you know, was scared and he ran to the caves. But what happened was, you know, God spoke to him. God spoke to him, and then he got this boldness. And then, you know, when he they made it, so they were testing each other's gods. And then Elijah's like, okay, and he pretty much called fire down from heaven. They made like a sacrifice altar, and they both did it. And the other prophets were calling on their gods or their demons, whatever, and they were trying to manifest the power, but they couldn't. And then Elijah calls down fire, and it came and ate the sacrifice and the water, and then it killed the prophets. So it's like Elijah wasn't fearful. Like he was bagging out their gods. He was saying, what is he doing? Like when they were trying to, you know, manifest the power, he's like, is your God pissing? Like, what is he doing? Is he in, you know, in the toilet? And Elijah had this boldness, and he just knew his God. He knew his God, right? So we need to know who we are, know who our God is, and we need to live from that place. We are fearless. You are fearless. Be fearless. We have angels surrounding us all the time, 24/7. So we need to be conscious of that fact. So we are the fearless generation. We live out of faith. We have power over the enemy. We have power inside of us 24/7. Let's access that. Let's speak from that place, and let's walk in victory every single day, because we are born victors, overcomers. We are born to live the glory life. Thanks so much for listening to this episode. Hope this encourages you. and I hope you have a blessed week. Thanks so much for listening. Talk to you soon in another episode. Be blessed.